In more than 100 major cities around the world, there are places where you can glance up and spot what looks like fishing line strung up along the telephone poles. These are eruv, rabbinically approved boundaries that allow Orthodox Jews to move around on the Sabbath. And as Rachel Miro of member station KPCC in Los Angeles reports, a Southern California synagogue hopes to string up one of the world's most popular stretches of sand.
The Pacific Jewish Center sits right on the Venice boardwalk, steps away from cheap sunglass vendors, tarot card readers, and gawking tourists. It's perfect for Lee Geller and her husband.
The beach drew us to the synagogue. I mean, we moved to Southern California, and I thought everybody lived on the beach. And so I drew a 2-mile radius around the synagogue, and we moved to Santa Monica.
Why 2 miles? As an Orthodox Jew, Geller has to walk on the Sabbath. She can't carry or push anything like a baby stroller either between sundown Friday and nightfall Saturday. But she's got 3 children now. The youngest is 3 months old.
I don't go out. I don't go to services on Friday night or Saturday morning. I can't go to anybody's house for dinner or for lunch. And it's a big part of Shabbat. It's a big part of our religion. And many of us are missing out.
It's a problem for the roughly 10% of American Jews who are Orthodox. Jewish law, though, has a workaround. It dates back 3,000 years to the reign of King Solomon. That would be the Eruv, a symbolic unbroken enclosure in which the observant can carry babies and conduct other approved Sabbath activities as if in the comfort of their own homes. Eruvs come in all sizes. They can encompass a yard, a neighborhood, or 3 cities along the Southern California coast, as proposed by the Pacific Jewish Center's rabbi, Ben Geiger.
The physical boundaries of the Eruv are the 405 freeway, the 10 freeway, and Bologna Creek. So 3 out of the 4 sides to the sort of square that we're creating are already in existence.
That's because freeway walls can double as Eruv boundaries. The 4th wall, so to speak, symbolized by heavy fishing wire, would run along the boardwalk, strung between lampposts and signposts from Santa Monica to Marina del Rey. The shul on the beach, as the center bills itself, has lined up approvals from the cities of Santa Monica and Los Angeles, L.A. County, and the California Department of Fish and Game. The only okay left to land is from the California Coastal Commission. But there, the synagogue has run into a snag.
It's a privatizing of our public land for one segment of the community, and there are a lot of people who think that's inappropriate.
Marcia Hanscom is vice chair of conservation for the Sierra Club's Angeles chapter. Local environmentalists fear the string will spoil the view and snag birds, brown pelicans, great blue herons, egrets, and most especially, least terns. About 200 of the endangered terns winter and nest on this stretch of beach from April to September.
We're even trying to get the power lines taken down near here because we've seen so many rare birds ending up with broken wings or dead on the ground because they haven't been able to get over the power lines.
The synagogues offered to paint the fishing line ocean blue and put up streamers at street ends to catch the attention of birds passing by. That didn't mollify Coastal Commission staff initially, but then they got a call from L.A. County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky. Although Jewish, he'd never heard of Eruvs when rabbis first approached him 30 years ago.
My first reaction was that it was preposterous, ridiculous.
But he relented and says he's got no regrets. L.A. now boasts one of the world's biggest Eruvs, covering 80 square miles in Midtown.
To them, this is an important thing. To the rest of us, it's a piece of nylon wire, so why make a big deal out of it?
Coastal Commission staff expect to recommend a 3-year trial run at their next meeting in mid-November. Chagrined environmentalists plan to be there in force to argue against the Eruv. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.